Florida's newest and best in radio, Sunshine Radio 96.7 FM.
American Veterans Alliance, WVET, onlineradio.com. All right, here we go. Keith, the boss of the beach, and don't forget, WVET, onlineradio.com, and I'm on the road again. And when it comes to meeting our veterans, I love meeting them everywhere. This is one from a hotel that we stayed in, Brunswick, Georgia. Met this veteran, he and his wife, and I want them to introduce themselves, and I do want to make sure that if you don't have coffee, this lady will get you coffee. Hello there. Give us your name and where you are.
I'm Linda Pickleman, and we are in San Antonio, Florida.
I'm Jim Pickleman, and same location, living with this wonderful wife.
Well, you know that you have to say that because you're not the boss anymore. But he is a Marine. Where were you stationed, sir?
I was stationed at Camp Pendleton in the Fighting 5th, the 5th Marines.
Fabulous. There's a lot of memories of those things. If you've seen some old movies, you know those names. And ma'am, tell us how you have continued to serve this great country beside coffee.
Well, I did work for DOD. I worked for Defense Logistics Agency as a contract specialist, buying the service members things that they needed. And also at DCMA, which is a defense contract management agency.
Now I know why he married you. We like that. We appreciate it. Give us one of the greatest memories, sir, that you had as a Marine and who served.
Well, I spent my career at Camp Pendleton at the 5th Marines at Camp Margarita.
Okay.
During my service there, I had... We did 210-mile hikes. We circumferenced Camp Pendleton twice, which is a feat.
Wow. Yes, it is. 210-mile hike.
Correct.
And that's something that you can remember for the rest of your life. Now, he and I were both in there. I'm sitting down in there, and he walked over to me, and he said, "Grant, one of the knees don't work as good, but hello." So I know that you remember that hike, no matter what. What are you doing now?
Right now, I was out working on my truck.
I'm sorry. I was trying to make you tell everybody about that move that you made with that U-Haul truck that
you told
me about.
I'm repairing the truck as we speak, trying to get it reserviced and get it back in working order to make another trip.
Fantastic. Well, go ahead.
We don't know when the next trip's going to be ready, but I, as a Marine, I like to be prepared.
You're always prepared as a Marine. You and your lovely wife, I want to say thank you. And please always understand that we support vets too, and especially our Marines. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us. This is 96.7 FM right here in St. Petersburg, Tampa. And if you all have no idea, would you please tell them where you are again?
San Antonio, Florida.
See, I was born in Austin and raised in San Antonio, Texas. And she was surprised that I knew where San Antonio, Florida was. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Many blessings. And you can go back outside and go to work and leave your wife into the coffee.
Yes, sir. I'll do that.
Thank you.
All righty. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Well, hello there again, everybody. I sure am having a good time out here in this up and down weather that exists right now. One of the things I've noticed is that we're all doing pretty well out here. And thank you to the couple that just took the time to introduce themselves to our audience. And we appreciate all our veterans. And of course, they're retired and they're up north of us. Right here in Pinellas County, and we want to thank them. And we're going to talk a little bit about a special segment. You know that we've always paid attention to things that are important. And we will always talk about what's going on with the COVID-19 situation. Of course, it's been a devastation to our American soldiers, our American people, and of course, our veterans. And because we at WVET say we support veterans too, there's a special story, and I want to give a special thanks to our friends at Bay News 9, and of course, those who have heard it maybe on one of our other LinkedIn or Facebook or whatever. This one I want you to pay attention to. For just a moment, we're going to hear the heart of a mother. This story is special to our way of thinking because we believe in solutions and we want to help. This is a good story about a place right here in our area that has had some challenges, but we support James Haley no matter what they're doing, and we will help this lady if this story can do it. Stay tuned for just a 1 minute segment of a family in need of all support they can get. And hopefully the bureaucracy that is holding back this lady's anguish to be with her son, her handicapped son, a veteran who she's been taking care of. Right now, take a moment and hear, and I'll be right back with a comment as to how we can be a part.
I mean, how do you ask somebody to do that? I don't understand. Where's the humanity? Why aren't we taking all that we've learned in these last 20 months and let's just put it into some protocol and policy? Sit down and write something. If I'm vaccinated, if he's vaccinated, and I'm negative and he's negative, there is no reason I can't sit at his bedside. The whole hospital is open. I am telling you, outpatients come, outpatients go. They use the same halls, the same cafeteria, the same elevators, and the same cafeteria that those inpatient staff does. Every single one of them. So if you're telling me I'm the risk, you're wrong. You need to sit down and you need to relook at your policy, and then you make a policy that makes sense. And let's use the information, the vaccines, the PPE equipment, and the testing that we've developed in 20 months. We're back where we started from. It's just inhumane. And that's where my issue is. And it's not the VA, because it's every healthcare facility out there is doing the same thing.
I hope you liked that little segment. And the mother, I know, is getting help. We know that it's very important always to have our medical services supported by the people that go use them. And we work hard, and I know that James Haley works hard in doing that. This little story shows you just a little gap in what communications can do. She needs some help. You have to write, call in, because this story is indicative all across the country where there might be a breakdown in communication of what bureaucracy is trying to do to make it better, but sometimes falls short. I know that in our area, we will solve this problem, and we want this lady and her family to be there by the bedside. Because a lot of times a mother's touch can be more than any medicine that you can get. Now let's swing out of that and talk about our sports. We are the greatest area right now. We still walk high with the Super Bowl that we won. And we're going to win it again in LA, but we won it right here in Tampa Bay. Thank you to our football players who are working out right now and getting ready for the next season. And we've added Sports Zone on Sunday from 11 to 12. And that's our friend Patrick. He's talking about all the sports. And we're adding to the website. Guess what? We got the Stanley Cup again. And in the history of the Stanley Cup, it hasn't been too many people that can say they won it back to back. And all we got to do is keep our fingers crossed and keep us going. And let's get the World Series. So we'll have the World Series, we'll have the Stanley Cup, and we'll have the Super Bowl. We'll make up some other sports since we're number one, whether it's horse racing, boat racing, or just volleyball. Thank you, all of you sports people who are listening. And it's brought to my attention that we have a young man out of our area who's winning in sports, of course, right there at the Olympics. We're going to highlight him next week when we get all of the information as to what he will win and already what he has already won. Well, that's my sports segment. And again, you're in Florida. And if you're not, just eat your heart out. We got boating. The beaches are back full. And even though this surge is coming, one thing we know, that if you're outside and you're socially distancing, in Florida, we can do that. And it won't be the surge. We understand that you want to socialize, but do it responsibly. And put your mask back in your pocket so that when you need to go inside, that you do use your mask. Because we don't want any more of our veterans being subjugated to an illness that they have already avoided. We know that anyone can get it, but we know that our job is to protect our veterans in a bigger way. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all you veterans who are standing up, got your shots. And don't forget, there are more shots needed. Don't be afraid of it. You've heard it right here. Don't be afraid of it. If you just don't believe, then it's okay. You're a veteran, you're a family of a veteran, you're a brat of a veteran, you're a sidekick of a veteran. We support you too. And just stay a little bit more than 6 feet if you decided you didn't want to, so that even if it's hurt somebody else, it won't hurt you. And those of you who have had your shots, do not be afraid to let your friends know, especially if it didn't hurt and it didn't do anything any more than protect you. Feel free to say to your friends, please protect yourself so you can protect me and the family too. That's my little segment on COVID-19. Coming and going, we feel the power. With all this change, we have to think about something that we very seldom want to talk about. What happens if you decide to move to Florida, move in our area, and you need to be able to get your mortgage done and your change done? There are some veteran support to help you with that. And we always say, start with making sure your credit is in place. A lot of these agencies do still use the credit. That way, you won't miss. Missing an opportunity like this isn't something you want to do. Thank you. And I know it means something. So do it. This time, when you look at what you're offering your community, it really does start with credit. Any way you look at it, it starts with credit. I always say, who are the nation's leading network of nonprofit financial counselors? And we have a long history of serving the military community. Our counselors are experts in money management. Let me read that again. Our counselors are experts in money management, our debt repayment, and we can help you navigate the additional challenges you may be facing. Our mission is to help all service members, veterans, and their families gain control over their finances. And again, it starts with credit. NFCC, a trusted nonprofit, take command of your credit card today. A proven debt relief solution for active duty service members and our veterans and their families. Get started. Don't be afraid, because things are changing. A lot of people are moving and a lot of people are coming in. Make sure that as a veteran, if we can help, get in touch with us. Go to our website, WVETOnlineRadio.com, or tune in to this radio station and we'll give you more information. Please take care of your credit so that goes with you in the right way. We don't want it to have it go with you in the wrong way. NFCC is a certified credit counseling schedule of service and free confidential counseling. This goes out to my veterans. Go to the website, check them out. Now, another thing I want to do is make sure that you know that we have all of the reference services available right here at WVET Online Radio, which is glad to give you that information. When you tune in or go into our website, we have all of the areas that allow you to choose when and where you use the information. We have a special section that says all of our service providers. We have our shows and Lawrence's shows, but at the same time, we have other things that I want you to go to. Next week, when you do the radio show, I will be giving you directions how to navigate where to find our resources. On our website, go to the resources, click on it. You will see an icon drop down with several things that you can look up. And again, this is our way of being the voice for veterans. And this is Keith, the boss of the beach, right here, right now, on time. If you have some information that you need to put out that you feel is important to the families of veterans, contact us right on the website. Let us know what you're looking at, and we'll get back with you. Now, for just those who want to help, you can also donate to help keep this radio station on the air and help some of those other services get help. We do work with American Veterans Alliance, Society for Hispanic Veterans, and our friends, and of course, at the Caribbean Business Council. We are in Florida. A lot of our area in this state is a cornucopia of the world. And our Latin community has been big here for years through the influx of the Cubans and the Puerto Ricans in the early years. But now we have a lot of other Latin and Portuguese people. And we want to say there is Caribbean Business Council and the embassy, U.S. and Latin Veteran Support Embassy, to reach out to all of those veterans who served in our South America or in our Caribbean community, and they're back now here helping. So all over the Tampa Bay area and all over South Florida and Jacksonville, of course, the rest of the state are in full support of helping all of the new Floridians who are coming back and may have served overseas, but they're here now, and we want to know you're welcome, and we're going to make sure that you're comfortable. Stay tuned. I'll be right back, and we're going to talk music.
Hello, this is Patrick Highland with the Sports Zone. Now you can hear me on WVET online radio on Sunday mornings from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m.
We're back. We want to thank you for staying tuned. I just want to say something right here to make everybody know. If you're in tune to us on radio, St. Pete, if you're tuned to us on 96.7 FM, Sunshine Radio, please call in. Tell them that you heard it on the radio station and listen to some of the great other programs that are now available. Blues and jazz and more commentary. Learn more about your local radio and let's support it in full. People are moving in so fast, we're realizing how many homes are being sold and bought. Get your free personalized VA loan quote today. Need help? Guess what? I'm getting ready to give you some of the things that you need help for. Number one, no down payment. Most people say, how do you do that? Tune in. We'll let you know. No private mortgage insurance. You can get your standard, of course, with the big name companies. You say they support vets. Please utilize them. Those who don't say they support vets, don't utilize them. Plain and simple. Now, the new home that you may be getting, your first time buyer home, pay attention to that. And it's built for veterans. Get a free quote. Okay? Loan payment. The purpose of a loan. You loan them out. That company's program and any company's program should have a special program for your veterans. Now, you may like your home, but guess what? Property. Say that again, property. Property value. With all the things going on, believe me, it's fluctuating. Know the value of the property. One of the things that you want to do personally is to understand your credit. We just finished talking about that. Check on your own credit before you go. But the companies that you work with will do that anyway. I always tell people, if you're active military, and you know you're going to be a veteran, please ask them, what do I get active militarily? So if it's 3 months you're getting ready to get out and the deal is better now, do it now. If the deal is better for later, at least know what your options are. One other thing, do you have a VA-related injury? Are you disabled? And if you are, oh, we got some special stuff to support you. And it also means that we will help you direct to an area where it may be more important, depending on your disability, to be closer to what you do. Do you have a certificate of eligibility? A lot of people took that DD-14 and put it in a box, and they know it is. A lot of people who are moving around took the DD-214, and they have no idea what happened to it. Go get yours early before you start this process. Make sure first name, last name, email, phone are all right accessible as you answer the questions. And you may qualify for a VA loan if you meet one or more of the things that they ask you to look for. If you've served 90 consecutive days of active service during wartime, or if you serve 181 days of active service during peacetime, or if you have 6 years of service of National Guard, if you are the spouse of a service member who has died in the line of duty or a result of a service-related disability, you're eligible. You are eligible. Go get your information. And of course, eligible home buyers are not required to have a down payment in most cases. The optimum word there is most cases. Do your research. Okay? Typically, cited as greatest VA loan benefits, conservative loans qualify require a 5% down, and an FHA loan require 3.5%. In some cases, they will waive that. Premiums or PMI to pay, FHA loans come with both an upfront and an annual mortgage insurance change. Conventional buyers typically need to pay for private mortgage insurance unless they are making a down payment of 20% or more. Limitations on buyers considering closing accounts. Sellers can pay all of the buyer's loan-related closing costs at up to 4% of its concession. as you move and talk to your title company in this purchase and talk to your broker, these are some of the things that I need you to be aware of, but it's all available right here, of course, at WVETOnlineRadio.com, and click on our resources and you will be able to find all of this information that I just gave you, plus more. No prepayment penalties. I love telling you all that. Anytime that you can do that, remember that no prepayment penalties for our veterans. Thank you for taking the time to hear this. And don't forget, all of this information is available at your VA. When you go online, if you're not close or don't know where you can get that, please, WVETOnlineRadio.com, look up resources, and we will help you. Please do not get behind. Stay ahead. The eight ball is always on the table, and you can stay ahead of the eight ball. And that's our message for today. I do want to give a shout out to all of our veterans. And I have just been looking around my own family, and my oldest brother, Charles, his son, is a veteran, Air Force, finished his service and is now out. I'm going to say shout out to Sean. Shout out to Leon Bruce, Derek Hyde, Christopher Gamaliel Winslow II, a Marine, and Roman, a Marine. In my family, those are some of my veterans. And I'm giving all of them a shout out. And to Mama Mary and Dora, hello. We thank you. Don't forget, tune in Saturday morning at Sunshine Radio, 96.7 FM, and listen to our Saturday morning Rise and Shine show. And I think this time we will continue to say hello, but I might even go in and do that Saturday morning show with our St. Petersburg Chamber of Commerce. Here we go. Yoshi Gish from Soundcheck Studios. Zip Kicker.
Patrick Hyland with the Sports Zone. Now you can hear me on WVET online radio on Sunday mornings from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m.
American Veterans Alliance, WVETOnlineRadio.com. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio, and stay with us all day long.